USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders scheduled his 2020 campaign rally in Brooklyn to start at the same time the president was scheduled to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference. Sanders' rally is in the New York borough where he was born and raised. Like in his insurgent 2016 bid for the Democratic nomination, the 77-year-old self-described Democratic Socialist is looking to galvanize progressive voters and students during his first high-profile event this campaign cycle. Sanders was introduced by his wife.
I know that might not be politically correct to identify myself as a wife, but it's one of the greatest honors of my life.
Trump making his first remarks since the end of the second North Korean summit. Sources tell CNN North Korean leader Kim Jong-un exuded confidence when he arrived in Vietnam on his heavily armored luxury train. Kim did not have a backup plan and was expecting a declaration to be signed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Before President Trump took the stage, National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, where he touched on his organization's growth.
The NRA, and I know a lot of you share and being proud about this, we have grown to almost 5.5 million members, the most in our history.
The House Ways and Means Committee is preparing to formally ask the IRS for President Donald Trump's tax returns, possibly within the next few weeks. NBC News reports the Democrat Majority Tax Writing Committee is willing to do whatever it takes, including taking legal action to obtain copies of years of Trump's returns. Congressional aides involved in the process told NBC News Ways and Means Chair Richard Neal has reportedly directed his committee's attorneys to prepare the request and has asked other investigative committees to draft arguments about why they also need Trump's tax returns. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are sending teams to investigate a fatal crash in Florida yesterday involving a Tesla car and a semi-trailer. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland gave the White House counsel's office until March 4th to turn over security clearance documents. More from USA's Wendy King.
The Oversight Committee set a Monday deadline for the White House to turn over documents related to security clearances. There are questions surrounding how the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, got his top-secret clearance. Democratic Representative Raja Krishnamurthy accuses Kushner of using his influence to help his real estate business.
He has tremendous financial vulnerabilities, including 666 Fifth Avenue, which is deeply in debt. He's going around the world seeking investments into that property.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Authorities raided a residential suburban home in Westchester County, New York, Friday, and walked out with enough fentanyl to kill nearly 2 million people. That, according to an official with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, 5 kilograms of the poisonously potent synthetic opioid were seized along with 6 kilograms of heroin, which spiked with fentanyl has caused tens of thousands of fatal overdoses in America in recent years. This neighbor in Archley was asked by WABC if she was surprised by the arrests.
Look, things happen everywhere. They do. And am I surprised? Yeah, it's a quiet neighborhood. Nothing happens really here, but it happens.
We're used to hearing about sports figures doping to get an edge in their sport. Now the World Bridge Federation says the world's number one bridge player has been suspended after failing a drug test. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.